end this segment of the Tom Abraham Show on location at the Frayed Knot Restaurant and Saloon, formerly the Varsity Grill, is brought to you by the Score of Cool Springs. The Score of Cool Springs will beat all local prices on new games, and they'll give you a better trading credit than any other local retailer. You can check them out. They've got tremendous deals down there at the Score. And don't forget to visit the arena, a huge tournament coliseum right in the center of the Score. Stop by the Score just off Mallory Lane across from Centennial High. Or check them out at thescoreonline.com. That's thescoreonline.com. Go on in there. Tell them you heard about it on the Tom Abraham Show. It'll give you 20% off your trading credit or 20% off any used game. Come on down to the Frayed Knot. We got basketball going on all over the place, of course, with all the games, the madness is underway. You want to take that little early dinner, if you will, or get out of work early and head on down here on this absolutely gorgeous day and take in some of the action that is going on now. Clemson over Missouri has gone final. Or check that. Missouri over Clemson. Sure, why not? The 10 always beats the 7 in this tournament, right? You've got Pittsburgh surviving against Oakland, pulling away and getting a win there. You've got Wisconsin beating Wofford, and it was Purdue beating Siena. Siena not giving them too much of a battle there. Texas A&M now leading Utah State by a score of 21-16. Last night, 5-0, five different goal scorers. John Glennon covers it for the Tennessean. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for having me.
John, it occurs to me that the thought or the demise of the crowds for the Predators with the March Madness going on and UT playing last night and all the parking problems down there and all the naysayers that are writing letters to the editor at the Tennessean and so on about how it's going to die on the vine, a little bit premature. 16-5 paid attendance last night. They're showing up midweek, and the boys are responding this with the fourth straight win.
Agreed, yeah. And then even on Tuesday night, which is, you know, traditionally the most difficult night for them to draw, they had about 16-6, I think, for that night as well. So, you know, and clearly it helps that, you know, your team is in a playoff position right now. I think it would be a totally different story if the Preds were, you know, 8-10 points off the pace and already looking ahead towards next year. But traditionally, these crowds get excited around playoff times here, and you know, it's looking more and more like we're going to be seeing some playoff games in a few weeks at Bridgestone.
Yeah, it's easy to look at the standings and get a little excited about being where they are, tied with L.A. and a point behind Colorado. But those people have games in hand. L.A., I think, has two. Detroit has two. Colorado, one. But the fact of the matter is they're really putting themselves in a solid position the way they're playing right now, and it looks like it would have to be a real catastrophe for them to fall out of this deal at this point.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, too, is that, you know, for the last few weeks, it seems like the Preds and Pred fans, you know, when you look at the standings every day, you're looking to see, oh, boy, who's coming up in the rearview mirror, who's only, you know, a point back or 2 points back. And now all of a sudden the Preds have a little bit of separation between them and, like, the eighth and ninth teams, and they're, you know, they're actually closer to sixth and fifth. So now it's really a question of, hey, can they move up a couple of spots and improve their standings going into the playoffs? You know, and that's, I'm sure for the team, that's kind of more of a relaxed approach they can take towards games instead of fearing that they're about to drop out of the picture every time they take the ice.
John Glennon with us of the Tennessean on the W3 Communications Hotline. All guests appear on the W3 Communications Hotline. Visit them in Franklin is where you'll find them, right there in the Maples Shopping Center. Sprint authorized dealer and all your needs for communications, W3 Communications. All right, Colin Wilson gets the first goal. This kid, first of all, Trotsy, he's been mixing lines. He came up with just the right combination there. This line has been tremendous. But Colin Wilson getting another goal, his seventh of the season, he's starting to really settle in nicely. And, you know, I don't know if sniper is the right word, but he definitely is a guy that can score. And that's what this team has been desperately needing for a while.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and two things struck me. One is that, you know, this kid played pretty much solely center, you know, in his 2 years at Boston College and, you know, in his years of hockey before that. It's really only been this year, a little bit at Milwaukee and then with the Predators that he's been moved to wing, but he's really made a quick adjustment over there. You know, he's got a big body and controls a lot of pucks on the wing, and yeah, really has been a good fit for Arnett Neerad. And another thing about him is he's a finisher. You know, kind of the book on him coming into the pros was that he was actually even a better playmaker than goal scorer. But you know, the thing I've noticed is that when he gets chances, he gets it done. You know, it's not almost missed and, you know, maybe next time or off the post. Most of the time we've seen him, when he gets a good chance, boom, it's in the back of the net.
Well, and you know, and he joins Hornquist as being that kind of a guy, too. I mean, these are guys that Joel Ward is another one that can put the puck in the net from around the net. And, you know, and that's why I think it's so important for this team to keep firing and having these guys crash in the net, because they've got good hands. And that's what that takes. You got to have good, quick hands to finish like that and, you know, not try to be making that perfect pass. Just keep mucking and grinding in front of the goalie.
Exactly, yeah. And Hornquist's hands, you know, it's just amazing to me to watch him, because he makes everything look so simple, but he's just about a half second ahead of everybody else on the ice in terms of the hand-eye reaction. You know, when that puck drops off the goaltender for a rebound or a puck gets sent into the crease, he's ahead of everybody else and gets that stick on the puck quicker, you know, which is the primary reason that he's on the verge of scoring 30 goals here. And, you know, you also have to look at the fact that the Preds are getting a nice balanced group now, too. You got Hornquist scoring on one line. You got Wilson and Erad and Arnett scoring on another line. And you know, you look at last night, J.P. Dumont gets a goal. So that line with 2-2 and Dustin Boyd is coming through as well. The only line that's not really scoring is Legwand's line, but at the same time, that's a pretty good shutdown defensive line, so everybody's contributing right now.
Yeah, and Tutu just doesn't get enough credit for the offensive player he can be, because he's a scrapper and so on. But boy, I'll tell you what, we always talk about how quick he gets a shot off and he's going to shoot. But that pass he put on J.P. Dumont's stick last night from behind the net, quick, crisp, and Dumont showing, you know, what he was able to do throughout his career to finish like that was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Toots hasn't been necessarily getting a ton of ice time, but I think it's one of those situations where, if need be, you know, if they have an injury or something like that, he'll move up and still be productive, no problem, because you're right, that was a perfectly placed pass he had from behind the net, and J.P. Dumont, you know, finally is starting to shoot a little bit more. I think when he got the puck in the slot last night, there was nothing he could do but shoot, nobody else to pass to, so when he does shoot, he's got a pretty nice, precise wrist shot, and he showed it. He's scoring pretty well the last several games, despite not getting a ton of ice time.
Well, I think the young guys are rejuvenating him a little bit. I think Colin Wilson and Hornquist, I think those guys got him a little bit rejuvenated, and he seems to have a little bit of extra skip in his step. And you know what? Maybe limiting the minutes for him is the right thing to do to get more production out of him.
Maybe so, yeah. You know, I know the veterans, you know, Arnie and J.P. Dumont and Sullivan love to play together. They, you know, they think the game similarly. They kind of know where each other are out there. But for whatever reason, that line was just not getting it done this year. I don't know whether it's they didn't get enough chemistry together because of various injuries early in the season. But they were kind of struggling in their own defensive zone and just not real productive offensively. So I think the way that Barry Trotz has kind of broken these guys up, all three of them now on different lines for about the last five or six games or so, has really paid dividends. And like you say, you know, maybe the fact that JP not getting the ice time that he's used to, maybe that's a motivating thing, because certainly he still managed to keep scoring, probably even better now than he was before, even with the ice time cut back. So,
John Glennon on the W3 Communications Hotline. All right, down on the farm, if you will, Blake Jeffrion, top 10 finalist now for the Hobie Baker. This is the Heisman Trophy of college hockey. Kind of getting excited, too, about a kid from Brentwood dressing out for the Preds sometime in the next maybe 18 months. It could happen. What are your thoughts about the Jeff Rayon and his chances with the Hobie Baker?
Yeah, it's a great story, certainly. He's not your average run-of-the-mill Brentwood kid, certainly with the gene pool that he has. But, obviously he did still get a start here in Nashville and played years of hockey here in Nashville. So, I think that's a really good story. And it'll be interesting to see, how he does in the NCAAs this year, because Wisconsin's been a really good team all year long, ranked usually in the top five. So he'll probably have a nice run in the NCAAs. And then after that, if Milwaukee is still alive in the playoffs, he'll probably get his first pro time with Milwaukee at that point. But, I think the Preds are high on this guy. He's a guy who plays a physical game. He can kill penalties. He can win faceoffs. And he's also got that knack of scoring power play goals. I think he's fourth in the nation in power play goals. So he's almost like a Ryan Jones offensively, a guy who's always around the net and can put the puck in the net, but he can contribute more in different areas of the game than Jones because he's a better all-around player.
What do you mean, not your average Tennessean? Don't all the Jeff Rayons go back to like the Daniel Boone days or something? I mean, they're all long-time Tennesseans, the Jeff Rayons.
What's that now?
I'm saying they're longtime Tennesseans. Don't you remember Boom Boom Volunteer? They've been around forever. All those guys.
When they came to the Cumberland Gap a couple hundred years ago, that was one of the first families of Tennessee, I believe.
That's right, Jeffrey. They went to Montreal to play hockey. They originally though, here, Tennessee. Maybe not. All right, John. Always a pleasure. And, boy, I'll tell you what, this is getting excited. I just hope they're not peaking too soon.
I know what you mean. 18,
don't peak too soon and go flat in that first week of the playoff.
I know. Still 11 games left. And the only other thing I wonder about, too, is it seems like they always have an injury or two near the end of the season. They've been healthy so far. We'll just see whether that continues for the last few weeks here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm knocking on wood here at the Frayed Knot on the beer pong table. So, no, we don't want to hear that. All right, man. Appreciate you as always, Glennie.
Okay, thanks, Tom.